Hi, I just got home from an end-of-term dinner party with classmates in Tainan City. The food was pretty good. Everybody had fun singing, karaoke. I joined a bit, but mostly I spent the time reading Dave Eggers, a heartbreaking work of staggering genius, newly brought from ESLITE.com.tw bookstore that afternoon. We had kind of a private room with many tables since there were like 20 or more people who came. The ventilation was terrible, though. Really, really bad. My face was red the whole time, and I was continuously breathing secondhand smoke. Anyway, the purpose of this post is not to talk about that, not to whine about that, but to talk about the iRiver IFP 795 that I purchased in Taiwan's Yahoo Taiwan's auction page. The player arrived through the mail today. I got it around noon before leaving for the city. Oh, by the way, I had a new haircut. Photos up, maybe next time. I'm too tired now. The player looks identical to the IFP 795 in the iRiver's official product page. Check it out, iRiver.com. Why? Because, well, I bid on it. I bought it thinking in the assumption that I would be getting a genuine iRiver product. But why would I think that? Because the seller labeled said auction item as an iRiver IFP 795 and posted photos of an IFP 795 and like functions of an IFP 795. So what's wrong then? Number one, there is no iRiver logo on the player where there should be one. Now, I wouldn't know if there, I mean, there really should be one, but because I've never seen a real box, but well, the box is plainly labeled as an MP3 player, quote unquote. There's nothing wrong with that, I suppose, but I'm pretty sure that big companies like iRiver, Apple, Creative, BenQ are all obsessed with their brands, and it is like impossible for them to resist splashing their label and logos all over the packaging. So if the packaging looks kind of like plain and unlabeled, it's not because they're, well, it's just the point is there's no, if there's no identification where there where you think there should be one, regardless of whether you've seen like a real live box or not, or photos of the real box. The point is, if you think there should be like some identification at least where, but if there's not, the product is very, very, very suspect. But like, okay, fine, whatever. And then I played around, fiddled, well, with the IFP 795's operating system. Like, not for real, but just an iRiver's interactive flash thing on their website. So I kind of know what it looks like. I kind of know how to like navigate the menus and stuff and the functions. I filled with how to like select MP3s, make line-in recordings, move folders, blah blah blah, through the simulation thingy on their website. The operating system of the player I received is exactly like the way the OS was portrayed in iRiver's interactive flash demo thing, except for when the player starts up, we don't see iRiver MP3 player or something similar to that, identifying it as an iRiver product, which is very irrational, because why would they do that? I mean, anyway, what you get is something like digital MP3 player. Very, very, very suspect. And another one in the language choice settings, French, French, is misspelled as French, Franch, and Russian, Russian, I mean, you all know how to spell that, is misspelled as Russian. Russian, like Russion. What the hell is up with that? Another one, the file names or ID3 tag titles of the Chinese songs of Chinese songs could only be displayed properly if you select Chinese as the MP3 player's language. If you select English, the Chinese file names magically morph into like question marks. That is unacceptable because even in my first MP3 player, a cheap 100 only 128 megabytes, no name brand, or well, it's generic, there's no brand name. It may not have a brand name, but at least it's not an imitation of something else. At least it could display Chinese file names, even if the language was set to English. I mean, how hard could that be to implement in a player's firmware? And I found it, and I find it, I highly improbable that either a huge company is unable to implement a function that a generic MP3 player could. And, well, I got really scary, cheap-looking earbuds. Even my cheap Vosonic XS drive, which I griped about a few posts back, came with classier headphones. I'm so sure Iver wouldn't do that. Although the official product page doesn't have a photo of their earbuds, so I can't prove that, but still, come on. And the IFP 700 blah blah series. Well, you know, like 795 is for 512 megabytes, and 7907 whatever. The 700 series is supposed to be able to play support MP3, WMA, Windows Media Audio, and OGG files, the open source OGG Vorbis files. But the manual for this player says that it can only play, well, it only mentioned MP3 and WMA support. Maybe they forgot to mention OGG, but it really plays it, but they forgot to print it in the manual, maybe, who knows. And lastly, the manual was written in simplified Chinese. I had kind of a hard time reading simplified Chinese because I grew up, like, reading traditional Chinese. But anyway, simplified Chinese, it equals to mainland China. Mainland China, well, the magical ability to rip off any DVD, music, clothes, toys, whatever, Burberry, but electronic goods, down to the operating system, well, save for a few spelling mistakes, and the look of the player. I mean, the player looks exactly like what I saw the IFP 795 look like in the product page, except for, you know, like, it was lacking the iRiver logo. Well, I'm kind of at a loss as what to do now, because I'm really non-confrontational by nature. Read Wimpy, there, yes, so, yeah, I can't be mean, I can't send off emails, like, you know, saying, oh, I suspect that you sold me a fake product or whatever. But I suppose the product isn't really sucky. After all, the pirates have done a really good job of copying the real IFP 795's functions and firmware. So basically, I have all the functions I want, save for the OGG support. But currently, I don't have any OGG files anyway, but I wanted to experiment with that. But anyway, I bought this player not because of that, but because I wanted a player with a line-in function for a long time. I wanted to, like, make backup copies of my cassette tapes. Well, I had backup copies of my cassette tapes when I had a mini-disc player, but, you know, well, let's just say when my mini-disc player's recording function broke, and I tried to, play some of my, backups on MD. I don't know why I kind of accidentally deleted everyone. So anyway, I've needed the line in function for a long time. And yeah, I know you can do that, you know, like with a computer, but it's kind of a hassle to hook up a stereo to my computer's sound card and record from there. So anyway, I suppose the product does serve the function I wanted it to do, but how can I be comfortable with the fact that there's a 90% chance that this player is a fake? It's more than a gut feeling. It's more than just seeing the crappy earbuds included. I've stated my proofs above. Iver is spelling French as French, Russian as Russian. I mean, I haven't delved very deep into the, like, firmware yet. If I discover yet another spelling mistake, I can, like, you know, like, notch up my 90% hunch of this being a fake product into absolute certainty. And then, if I'm very, very certain already about, like, the fact that this product is a fake, well, I wouldn't know what to do. Okay, well, it's really late. I gotta, like, shower, you know, shower out the smell of smoke from my hair and go to sleep, because I, yeah, okay, bye.